This is the 2021 Sports Here in Review. I'm Scott Hayes. Two area high school basketball coaching icons announced their retirement in 2021. After 44 seasons as the head girls basketball coach at Olpe High School, Jesse Nelson decided it was time to retire.
I probably have worked with better kids, just plain good kids, and better parents than what most people get to work with. And I feel very fortunate for that. That's been very consistent over the years. And one of the things that makes it hard to go away is there's good kids coming. There's good parents down there.
Nelson retired with 951 wins and 4 state championships. Ron Slaymaker would retire after 7 seasons as the head girls basketball coach at Chase County High School.
Gosh, I've had a really, really good run at Chase County, coaching the girls over there, and it's been such a pleasure to be there and to coach them. And they have some good teams and great relationships, and the community is very supportive. So I really, with kind of heavy heart, think probably it's time to move on.
His first retirement came after 28 years as the head men's basketball coach at Emporia State University. Coach Slaymaker made 2 state appearances with Chase County in 2015 and 2017. His retirement did not last long as he would accept the head girls basketball coaching position at Olpe.
A lot of people wouldn't want that job following Jesse Nelson, pretty big cheese in the state of Kansas basketball. I'm not intimidated by the job, and I think it is an honor. That might be my best bet on the whole thing.
Coach Slaymaker takes over for the first player he ever recruited as head coach at Emporia State. Over 2,600 bike riders competed in the Unbound Gravel's 5 races in Emporia. Taylor Lydeen of Phoenix, Arizona had the fastest time in the 350-mile XL of 22 hours, 57 minutes, and 14 seconds.
It was a special ride. It was a good ride, for sure. I'm very happy. I think these races are so long, I don't ever like to expect anything. I was taking an approach of check all my boxes, right? And if I did that, I would have been happy. Handle the adversity that comes my way, and that would have been a successful race for me.
Lael Wilcox of Anchorage, Alaska was the first female to finish the XL in a time of 26 hours, 55 minutes, and 24 seconds, and finished in 12th place overall.
I was out there for just under 27 hours nonstop. It was rugged. I fell in a rut as it got dark, and it was pretty rough. So happy that I came out without any injuries.
In the 200-mile race, Ian Boswell of Barnett, Vermont won by less than a second with a time of 10 hours, 17 minutes, and 24 seconds.
There's something special about this race and this event, and I honestly didn't really know what to expect, and it's didn't really expect to come down to a sprint and win the race. Yeah, I wouldn't have really put my money on myself, but it's a race where a lot can happen. Sweet little event. Oh, big event, actually. I'll say, yeah.
Lauren D. Crescenzo of Atlanta, Georgia was the first female to finish the 200, finishing in 31st place overall.
That was the hardest gravel race I've ever done. I did this race in 2019, broke my collarbone, had to stop at the first aid station. So my main goal today was finishing without breaking my collarbone.
Adam Galindo was the first Emporian to finish the 200, finishing in 209th place. Stephen Hyde of East Hampton, Massachusetts, in his first ever Unbound Gravel race, finished in first place in the 100 with a time of 5 hours, 20 minutes, and 13 seconds.
The whole thing is pretty amazing. I mean, I've done races all around the country and all around the world, and you don't get a lot of community support like this. You know, this is a pretty incredible show of support from everybody. So it's a really special thing, I think.
Lauren Stevens of Dallas, Texas, for the second race in a row, was the first female to finish the 100.
We hit a double track section about 25 miles in, and that's where the race like really kicks off. And I ended up with a select group of guys, and I was the only female in there, and I was able to stick with them for quite a ways. And then I found a small group to be in for make it to the finish.
Stevens finished with a time of 5 hours, 41 minutes, and 58 seconds. Jeff Young was the first Emporian to finish the 100, finishing in 95th place. In the 50-mile race, Richard Verney of Asheville, North Carolina, finished in first place. Lauren Strom of Emporia finished in fourth place. And Rachel Lasota of Miami, Florida, was the first female to finish, finishing in 16th place. In the 25-mile race, Winston DiCredio of Chattanooga, Tennessee finished in first place. Jennifer Bowles of Madison finished in second place. Jerry Krause of Emporia finished in third. There was a first-time winner and a repeat winner for the Emporia Men's and Women's City Golf Championships. Colton Massey won the Emporia Men's City Golf Championship for the first time. He erased a two-stroke deficit Sunday when he shot a 5-under par 66 and finished the 2 days at 4-under par.
I was very pleased. I came in with a game plan of just trying to hit fairways and then hit the green and just try to roll in a few putts. Third place, two shots behind to start the day. I felt like if I could make a few birdies early and kind of narrow that gap that I could hold it off the rest of the day.
Chase Colbel, who shared the first round lead, finished in second place with a plus one. Brooke Sauter, a co-first round leader, finished in third place at plus six. Jamie Sauter won the A flight at plus 11. Taylor Clark won the B flight at plus 23. Justin Ray won the C flight at plus 38. Fuji Ortiz was the low senior at plus 14. And Brooke Sauter was the low junior. For the second year in a row, Avery Eckert won the Emporia Women's City Golf Championship.
I really played well the first day, and today was a little bit more of a struggle, but I'm just really happy with how I did.
Kelly McInerney finished in second place. Olivia Eckert finished in third place. One of Emporia's own, the late J.L. Lewis, was honored in 2021, enshrined into the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame in a ceremony held at the Emporia Country Club, where he had gotten his start playing golf. J.L. played in 474 PGA Tour events. He had two first-place finishes, the John Deere Classic in 1999 and the 84 Lumber Classic in 2003. He also established a teaching academy and promoted youth golf. Don Lewis, his wife, said J.L. would have been proud of his induction into the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame.
It couldn't be more special. You know, we had so many family and friends and high school classmates and just people that we've known for years here, and to have this honor at Emporia, Kansas Golf Hall of Fame, I mean, I know JL would be so proud, and although he wasn't here physically, I know he was smiling down on the whole event tonight and very happy about it.
JL lost a 9-year battle with cancer in 2019. Proceeds from a silent auction supported the Kansas Junior Golf Scholarship Program and the Kansas Junior Golf Grant. Emporia drag racer Gary Stinnett won his 26th national event when he won the Super Comp division at Brainerd, Minnesota in 2021, his sixth title at Brainerd.
This is pretty cool to have won Brainerd national event six times now. And due to the fact that they didn't have it last year with COVID, I won it in 19, so it was a back-to-back win. I did that in 2010 and 11 also. So it's pretty cool.
In 2021, Texas and Oklahoma announced that they would be leaving the Big 12 for the SEC. The Big 12 later would announce that BYU, Cincinnati, Central Florida, and Houston would be taking their places. This is the 2021 Sports Here in Review. I'm Scott Hayes.